Well, welcome to Praise and Prayer. You know, prayer is an important part of our life with Jesus, and also praise. And sometimes I think we forget about the different things as we do things on our own in a worldly sense, and we go someplace and we break into spontaneous applause when somebody's doing something or cheers. And that's exactly what we should do when we come to God for prayer, because the Bible teaches that God is the creator of the universe and the provider of our salvation, and therefore He alone is worthy to be praised. Wow. You know, prayer is really good, and whenever we tell others about Christ and the sacrifice of praise that He has given to us, and then we ask to pray for somebody, it says over in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people, and if my people meaning Christians, followers of Christ, therefore, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So prayer is an act of humble worship. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up higher and higher. You know, with all of our heart, we seek God today to come into a prayer of agreement with and for those that we have listed. And if you click on the slide part of the website there where it comes into prayers, you'll see all the people that we know about that we list. But there's also people that we don't have listed that are also in a need of prayer. And we come in a prayer of agreement with them and for them because God knows who they are. And He's given us a powerful way to express that in what we call the Lord's Prayer. And it's a prayer that Jesus taught to His disciples. And we are going to pray that prayer together. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.